All right, everybody, it's time to kick this call off and get it started. And what I'd like to do is throw the call over to Carlin. Carlin, why don't you lay down a golden nugget for us?
Oh, thank you. Whoever did that, thank you so much for the popcorn. You did great. Anyway, you can find more of these nuggets if you want to learn more about them. They're absolutely free. You can find them on the http://, and it's team, T-E-A-M, dot trends, as in marketing trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, 2000.net. You can find that on the site there that we've offered for you guys. So I won't stay too much on the platinum rule. I hope you'll go back and hear what we talked about, but it was very funny. The lady who I learned the platinum rule for, she just loves people, and it's a friend of mine's mother who actually just loves to do the most outrageous stuff, but she really does want people to treat her like that. And that's really out there on left field, and not a lot of people like that. But now, tonight's golden nugget, we're going to move on to simply body language and voice tone. And I want you to know, did you know that they say that you judge somebody whether you like them or not in the first 10 to 20 seconds? Did you know that? Also, have you ever heard before you never have a second chance to make a good first impression? Well, a lot of times while doing telephone work, you think, well, how can I really get, you know, through to the other person on the other line? How can I make a good first impression the very first time? Well, you know you can do that. You can make a great connection with someone over the phone by simply using your listening and your voice skills. And to do that right, there's an exercise I'll give you just for fun, and maybe you'll try it out this week. But what this exercise is called is it's about your tonality. So if you were to talk to somebody and you listen to how they answer the phone, if there's somebody who's somewhat soft or quiet, if you learn how to just bring your voice tone down into their voice inflections and kind of match them with your voice, believe it or not, you make a connection. So if you talk soft and somebody else is talking real excited like this and you talk soft like that, it's not going to match. And it works the other way around. If they're real soft, you go, oh, I'm so excited about this business. I can't even tell you. You see how those two just totally clash? And so it's all about voice tonality. But here's how you know how to use proper tonality. You have to go back to having a little bit of fun. Go ahead and jump on listening to your infomercials. Listen in the radio to the radio commercials. I'm actually going to ask you to listen for the radio announcer and commercials. And whatever you hear them do, you're in your car by yourself as you're driving, because you shouldn't be texting, right? You're just driving and listening. Emulate them. Do the same thing that you hear them do when they say, come on down, say, come on down, and start learning how to use your listening skills to bring yourself right into those voice tones. Now, if you already have some musical talent, you'll love the exercise. And for those of you who say, this sounds silly, well, yeah, that's stepping out of your comfort zone and out of the box. But this is really fun because then you begin to learn how to pay attention, listen to the people who are talking to you, not just hear them, but listen to them. And you begin, and it starts to come naturally, how your voice inflections and your voice tones will fit right into where they are and how you'll fit into the crowd, if you will, or the group of people you're talking to, how you'll make yourself even more comfortable with others around you and how they'll automatically open their arms to let you in. Now, how do you do this if you're in person with people? It works the same way on your voice tones, but on the other side of this, there's something called the mirror factor, and very simply, you have to learn how to help mirror what you're seeing a person do. So if you're sitting across the table from somebody and you're trying to make your first impression as you talk to them, or when you're standing up and greet them with a handshake, all you have to do is take your body language and actually mirror the prospect. If they kind of fold their hands and put them straight down, then kind of down in front of them, then do the same thing. If they tend to lock their fingers, if they have, you know, their arm up, one arm crossed, one arm up, but they're just kind of lightly mirror the same body language, and it causes an instantaneous wall to drop. It actually is a comfort zone. It speaks to the psychology of the mind that they're feeling comfortable, and yet they don't know why they're really comfortable with you. And then there's a couple fun little tips. And since this is a training class, I'm going to ask you to use your eyes and pull in all those senses simply by talking to people and asking questions. Go back to the shipping business that we talked about. As your relationship and friendship, it's all about asking questions and getting enough information on your prospects or the new people you meet to be able to introduce what it is that you do and how it will fit into what they need. By asking those questions, some key questions that you ask, things that cause the dreamer in people to answer or really helps them ponder on the thought, because you're truly taking an attentive listen to what it is that they, you know, that about them. Here's how it works. If I were to ask you, well, let me ask you, where do you want to live 5 years from now? Or what kind of money do you want to be making? Or what kind of car would you be driving? Or where would you like to travel? If I ask you those kinds of questions, you're going to do a couple things with your eyes. So you're going to either ponder and look up, or you're going to kind of focus and look side to side and kind of glance down, or you're actually going to glance down and then look up. Now, let me tell you what those things mean. So the people who look up, they are audible, they listen, and they're dreamers. So with your excitement level and your enthusiasm, you can paint a wonderful picture and draw them right into what it is you wanted them to hear or listen to. If they are people who tend to look kind of back and forth, stay to the middle, they're pretty factual. They can hear and they can read. So by giving them a little bit of both, pictures, a little vision, a little bit of your how you feel about your business or where you're going or what you're looking for, the kind of people, the bar that you set, they're willing to listen, but they would also possibly like something to read or see. Now, the people that look down are very factual. These are mostly your analytical people. They tend to really want everything in writing. So too much dreaming and talking is not going to impress them. A little bit of that, getting to know you or you getting to know them, but if they really want to get into your program, they're going to need things to see. They're going to need things to read. They're going to want to know more facts. The reason that's important in talking to your prospects is because you need to know how to actually market your program or sell yourself to that person and sell it to them in the way that we spoke just earlier is the platinum rule, the way they like to be treated. So you might be a person that loves pictures in magazines and look more for the pictures or like to read. You might be one of those people that can simply hear a story and get excited and get on board. But that doesn't mean every person is going to relate to your way of selling or your style. And so what's really neat about the rules and learning more about people is you engage in the way they like to actually work. So you find out with your own little bits of secrets as you start to learn and investigate, as you practice these skills, as you ask people questions and you begin to become like razor sharp in this skill, what will begin to happen is it'll start to fall naturally. You'll start to look into people's eyes when you talk to them. You'll start to watch what people say. You'll start to listen to their voice tone. And the entire picture comes together. See, I have some people who say to me, tell me what it is you say. Tell me what it is you do that gives you the closing ratio of being able to close 15 to 28 people per day if that's what you want to do. It's not really about me. It's about truly getting into the prospect and listening to those people, watching and hearing what they're saying, and using the gifts that I'm sharing with you, the golden nuggets, putting those together to make that great big chunk of gold that gives you the value that you have all the tools you need to do this job. So I can't teach you how to be surgeons overnight, right? You couldn't go in and be an automatic surgeon tomorrow with what I shared with you. But you can with all of the nuggets we lay down and the things that we put and the things that we have available to help you in business. You can actually take those things and apply them and make them your craft and become very skillful, as a master surgeon would do. And again, a lot of those tips are available for you on the team website that I shared with you that's absolutely free. It's again, http://team, T-E-A-M, .trend2000.net, T-R-E-N-D-S-2000.net. We'll do anything we can to help you in your business moving forward. This is a real exciting time to be involved. You're gaining a lot of school knowledge? Where can you go and have fun putting your education into application and get paid for doing it? Nowhere other than this industry do I know that. So I hope you like this golden nugget tonight. I hope this helps you, and I hope you'll put into practice some of the homework, because that's what's going to make you even better at what I share with you tonight. With that, Stefan, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Carlin. Outstanding training. And yes, we love your golden nuggets. And we'd like to say thank you for your time and your commitment in helping all of us. Thank you so much.